Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Direction for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. You know, this Direction for Truth show, we love it that so many people are tuning in and they're sharing what we do. And I think it's because our intention is to allow people access to the truth, especially in this time when we're coming up on this political campaign. This is my soapbox for the evening. I don't think these political people in office now are serving the people. They are serving it themselves. And people are catching on to that, that they need to step up and do something. So this is our very small part of being able to help people ascertain who's telling the truth. So thank you for tuning in. We should let people know.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, let people know that we are simultaneously broadcasting and they can watch the show, which I think is going to be really important this evening because we're going to show people's vocal prints and teach people how to see when their political leaders are fibbing to them or at least withholding information on what's true and what's not. Did you want to add to that?
And I'll add by saying that for people who are hearing or listening only at Blog Talk Radio, that if you want to see what Sherry's talking about when on her WebEx, we do two feeds at the site simultaneously. One is on Blog Talk Radio for people listening to me here, where you can dial in at 347-850-1407 and listen. And you can also go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then for today's show, click on Direction for Truth. And there's a link there not only to Blog Talk Radio and that phone number again, but also a link to the WebEx feed where you can join that and see what Sherry's going to be showing us and talking about and also join the very active chat over there.
Is what we're doing podcasting?
It is kind of, I dislike the word, so I don't use it much. I mostly use new media, because I think that's what we're really doing, is that this is a new, you know, world of new media, meaning that you and I are talking now, you're in your room, I'm in my room, or you're in an office, you're in a palatial office, I'm in a room, doing radio, doing new media. So that's what I really think of it as. But yes, once the show is rendered out and it comes out onto iTunes or Stitcher or wherever people listen to the Blog Talk portion, it's new. It is podcasting.
Well, we're going to try our best to describe what's going on the screen this evening because it's incredibly important. We're going to talk about some things that people have asked us to do tonight. And we do this because we want you to hear it here first. And then if you guys like it and tell us, hey, get that up on Vimeo, we take those pieces and put them up so that other people can know what's going on. So we're going to answer the question, were Obama's tears real when he was talking about gun control and the kids that were killed? Several people have said it wasn't real. They watched him rub something on his eye, and then he started, the tears started to flow. We have more information about Hillary's health, and people have really been asking a lot about that. We talked, 2 weeks ago on the show, about there was a circulation issue, but that, as far as I got, an immune system, that was circulation. Now we sort of got to the bottom of it. So we're going to do bioacoustically speaking about Hillary's health. The other one that I was kind of surprised about was people ask if we could look at President Obama's opinion of Donald as the president. So I ran that right before the show, but I haven't looked at the numbers of it. Wow, the numbers look pretty good. Somebody has their mic open. Linda, it's you. I'm going to mute you as you somebody's pouring coffee or something. But we will look at what does Obama feel about Trump being president. We will give you the links for all of this. We will go ahead and print it out and try to get it in an article for you. There are a couple of new articles up on our site, and I think I have one announcement. Do you want to go with yours first, Richard?
Sure. Mine, unintentionally, has to do with some of the things that we're talking to today about freedom of the press and freedom of, you know, what the politicians are doing. And this is an article, I'm quoting it actually out of the newspaper, the Union Leader, which is the newspaper, and it has to do with ABC, which is showing the Republican broadcasts, the debates. ABC chose to dump this newspaper, the Union Leader, and the quote from the news. Now, this is from, I've heard this from other sources, but I'm getting it directly from this newspaper just because it's part of the comments I find to be very funny. Donald Trump immediately took credit for getting the New Hampshire Union Leader dropped from an up-and-coming Republican debate being produced in partnership with ABC News, drawing condemnation from the paper's publisher. Now, this McQuaid, Joe McQuaid, has been a rabble-rouser. And, I mean, he's trash-talked everybody. And I don't mean trash-talk like mean, just like really blatantly like why he thought Bush was in D.C., why he thinks Cruz is bad, why he thinks Trump is bad, and or, you know, whatever. Whatever the politician, he goes after whoever they are very aggressively. And he's actually, the quote that I thought was very good, in a statement, Union Leader publisher Joseph W. McQuaid blasted ABC's decision, saying, we are amused by ABC News apparently just discovering that we endorse candidates and write editorials. We've been doing both for many years, and it has never been a problem with ABC or other debate sponsors, McQuaid said. So my point about this is we talk about, you know, the press not disclosing things, how media is controlled by, you know, or not talking about what's going on in the pharmaceutical industry or pollution or the incredible mind-blowing methane gas leak in Southern California. And here we have a politician who's proud of the fact that he's gotten a newspaper kicked out of being involved with a debate because he doesn't like how they talk about him. I think that's bad. I don't care if it's Donald or Obama. I think that's bad. Anybody, I don't think that the politician should have the right or ability to have an advertisers of a show controlled just because they don't like how they talk about them.
Absolutely. It should be up to the people to make those decisions. Did you see in the news it said that this gas leak is also leaking radiation?
No. Gee, it just keeps getting better and better. No, I don't know about that part.
Let me see. California leak gas radiation. George sent it on to me, one of our regular listeners. California state of emergency over methane leak. But there was another one that said radiation. I can't see it here immediately. But what I wanted to say is people could go to our site to downloads and the radiation exposure software and see what they're being exposed to by way of radiation. George, do you remember, was it uranium that they were being exposed to in the article you sent me? He's here online in the chat with us. Let's see if he can remember. But that would be a great thing for people to do. The software is free. Just go download the radiation software. And the other...
It was radon and something else.
Radon. So as you look at it through the show, you can jump back in and tell us what it was. Okay, thank you.
That's interesting, partially because we don't think of California as having radon. That's usually more of an East Coast issue in the soil. But that could be an interesting thing because where a lot of this gas is being stored, what they do out here, they probably do it in other states, I just know they do it in California, is there is plumbing and pipes for this, but they store a mass quantity of the methane in previously dried up oil areas where oil has been pumped out of the earth. The cavernous areas that are left open is where they pump the methane in, and then they plummet to get the exit point.
And
so I wonder if there's some...
If I can also add something, that's in the Santa Rosana Mountains, and Boeing Rocketdyne had facilities nearby in those mountains where they did rocket development testing, and it wouldn't surprise me if in the 50s they did some nuclear development testing too.
Well, one of the things that is on our site under the Sound Health Radiation Exposure download, down at the bottom on the right, there are some radiation charts. So is radon on here? Xenon, zinc, iodine? I don't see radon on here. Let me get one that's more colorful so people can see it. We should look at what's in that well and add them to this computer program, because you can see what's being affected, what nutrients, what muscles are being affected by using this software. We probably should do another program and teach people how to use this radiation software. So put together a radiation workshop, especially for the people over on your side of the country, Richard, in California, especially Northern California, where you're getting all of that garbage from Fukushima, and now Southern California is getting it from this gas leak.
Yikes.
I want to also point up on our site that not only do we have the radiation software for free, just download it, but we have a bonus software that we just put up today, and it's neuroplasticity. A lot of you loved the show that we did when we opened this up to the public and tested your brain to see what your brain needed. So this is going to be up for 30 days or so. So tell all of your friends it's here. Spread the word that we have it. We've tried to put it up on my Facebook page, so check it there. We've put it up on the Guardian page for all of you who are Guardian members, and we're going to be doing, I think we're going to be doing Bio Diet this time, and it's this weekend, and we're giving away the Bio Diet software for all of you who are Guardian members. So you can go to our classes and sign up for the Guardian workshop. It's 2 hours, plus you get the software. But you have to sign up that you know this is a private organization, that you're not somebody from the government trying to shut it down, because we're trying to put together this expressive organization that our lawyer told us how to put together so that we can provide you information that we can't necessarily provide to the public. So those downloads are free, so please go check them out. Do I have any other announcements? No, but I do want to ask Richard a question. Why do you think Trump is so popular?
Because I think he's saying things that people who are angry and pissed off and think that it's somebody else's fault for whatever is going on, and because he's, unlike most politicians, just shooting from the hip.
Well, when we first announced about what we thought was going on with Trump, we said he's coming at this from a very naive perspective, almost childlike, and we said some things about that before, I think on Rumor Mill News, that because Trump was sort of in a position of not being able to be hurt or hit, that he could say things that other people couldn't. One of the things he brings up a lot in the last few days is what Hillary did to the women who accused Bill Clinton of molesting them, and how Hillary was the drive behind the absolute devastation of those people's lives. And Monica Lewinsky has gone on record on a TED Talk, as a matter of fact, and stating what happened to her and how doors were closed to her at every turn. And when she tried to see what was really happening with that, she found the Clintons behind the devastation in her life, that she couldn't get anything together. So my issue, I think, with Trump and why people like it and are turning to it, is I think Obama has been so bad as a leader for hope and change, and it's not been the hope and change that we bargained for. It's been derision, division. And Obama is trying to say it's not the division of the people, it's just the division of politics. Well, I think he's really short-sighted and not in touch when he can look at 35-40% for Trump, and the people are divided here. They are more wanting to vote against Obama than they are for Trump. But I think Trump has a purpose. He's up there and he can say whatever he wants. He can't be blackmailed. If somebody tried it, he'd probably bring it out into the open and say, so-and-so tried to blackmail me. Well, here it is. They can't buy him off. They can't tempt him with money. And I just think he's the spokesperson out there saying the things that everybody knows should be said. But I still don't think he's going to stay in the race. I think he's out there to lead the race and to bring the people's voices out in the open. Because one of the things he said was that voters are dumb. I really think what he meant was voters are too trusting, and they think that the people they voted for are going to watch their back, and that's not happened, and it's got to be a very large problem now. And so he is right that people are dumb to trust these politics. They're dumb to trust Hillary Clinton. After you see what we're going to present tonight about Benghazi, and some of you have heard it before, you will see just how trusting has got us all into trouble. And here, this is strictly my opinion, and jump up on it if you want to, Richard. I'd prefer that you did. I think that if Obama had been white, he'd have been impeached a long time ago. I think because he's Afro-American, nobody wants that on our history. And so they have held back. But look at what he has done. Incredible, impeachable offenses. And people are not moving to get him out of office. Opinion?
Opinion. I don't think he would have been impeached. I think that perhaps if Congress had actually stood up and confronted him instead of just sitting on their hands and doing nothing and saying, we're going to let the government crash, we're going to do nothing, we're going to take no action. If Congress had actually done something at all, I think it would have been a different thing. That's my issue, is that I don't think he would have been impeached. I think that if Congress had any, cojones, they would have actually stood up and fought with him instead of just being inactive. The least active Congress in the history of our government. So
yes.
That's my contention.
And I don't think he's in touch with some of the things he does. Look at what with Birdall, and he stood up there with Birdall's parents and what a hero he was, and now he's being, I don't know what you call it, charged with treason. Political correctness. People are writing that in the chat. And people, Americans especially, are polite. They don't want to rock the boat. They take people at their word. They think they're not going to be knifed in the back. Well, I think I think I voted for Obama the first time because I really believed his rhetoric, but he is a community fundraiser person. He wants everybody to be happy and everybody to get along, and that can't happen in the presidency if it's going to be a strong presidency. Look at what John F. Kennedy did with Bay of Pigs, and what Margaret Thatcher did about the issues in over by Australia. I can't remember the island. But it takes somebody who's going to draw a line and stick to it, and that's not happening here. I would predict if these lies continue, there's going to be a big uprising from these treaties that they've done with Iran and about nuclear war or whichever country it was, because I think that's coming to a head very shortly, and they're going to see what Obama, let's all get along, politics has really done to cause disrespect for the country and disrespect for the presidency in incredible ways.
So I have to ask you a question, and then we'll get on to this. So do you think that the world sees Trump as a brilliant presidential leader?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I think they see him as somebody with money that can make a difference with money, but I don't think he has a solid platform. I don't think he ever wants to put a solid platform under him, because I think he's going to turn over everything to Ted Cruz. And I think it's been planned. Obama has nothing to lose. He doesn't want the job. He can't be manipulated. He can't be blackmailed. He can't be bought. So if he comes out and says everything that needs to be said that has been withheld from the public, but he doesn't have a platform, okay, Ted Cruz feels the same way I do. And Ted Cruz, they're sort of putting in a position of an outsider because the Congress really doesn't like what Ted Cruz does or how he does it. So that's a vote for him. The media in the last 2 weeks have tried to put Rubio out there and say, he's the one. And people aren't buying it. They don't believe the media. They don't believe Big Pharma. They don't believe big government. They don't believe Monsanto. They are coming into their own right. I want to be a part of making the actual decision, not voting for somebody that's going to stab me in the back. That's my soapbox about it. I don't think Trump would be a good president. I think he's got too much other stuff that he has to run. I think he knows that. You say, well, his daughter could take it over. Who in their right mind had all the freedom that Trump has? Who would want to be president of the United States and take over the world's problems? I just can't see him ever wanting to step in, except if somebody tells him he can't. No comment?
I got nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but it's a whole other, that's a, yeah.
Whole nother show?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, and I've got it keyed up to the place where they start talking about Trump. So I'll put this in the chat for people. Oh, there's some nice chat going on. Yeah, current Congress is chock full of blackmailable pedophiles, George says. I think Donald Trump is setting up for something, but who knows what? Some people think he's out there to help Hillary with his craziness. Hillary's killing herself. She's going to get indicted. That's an impeachable offense right now. And the two things that came out today, that Bernie Sanders is ahead in New Hampshire 14 points, and in Iowa I think it's 5 points ahead of her. And I don't think Bernie Sanders is electable. Read my column next week. I'm going to do a column on the difference between justice and fairness. And when this point comes out, Bernie Sanders' campaign will have a problem. because he's for fairness, and fairness isn't always justice. I think most Americans are really in support of justice when it really comes down to it. Okay, to shift gears just a little bit, this is Donald Trump in an interview at the White House, and they interviewed him before, this is 3 minutes and 48 seconds, about his State of the Union and how he thinks the state is going great. One of the things he said that I thought was silly, I already talked to you about, that politics is divided, but the people are not. And he says most gun people, I mean, he just makes some statements that are wishful thinking. Our community organizer kind of thing. The same hip, hip, hurrah, hurrah kind of stuff. So I skipped it. But this is what you're going to listen to about what he thinks about Trump.
Real. Yeah. And in some ways, it's driving the current presidential campaign. Yeah. You've got a guy like Donald Trump and others who have recognized and identified that fear.
Right.
And in some ways, they're running on it.
Yeah.
Do you take responsibility for that? And the reason I ask it is, people said after 8 years of George W. Bush in the White House, the American people were hungry for your message of hope and change.
Right.
So after 7 years of the Obama presidency, do you feel you're responsible for a certain hunger out there for the message that Donald Trump is putting out?
Yeah, the message that Donald Trump's putting out has had adherence a lot of times during the course of our history. You know, talk to me if he wins. Then we'll have a conversation about how responsible I feel about it. But I'm pretty confident that the overwhelming majority of Americans are looking for the kind of politics that does feed our hopes and not our fears, that does work together and doesn't try to divide us, that isn't looking for simplistic solutions and scapegoating, but looks for us buckling down and figuring out how do we make things work for the next generation.
So when you stand and deliver that State of the Union address, in no part of your mind or brain can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit. Look, anything's possible, and I think we shouldn't be complacent. I think everybody's got to work hard.
Our tour.
I'm going to go back and look at his voice when he's saying in that Saturday night skit, because I didn't get so far as that when I put him up on a nano voice. And for those of you just watching, the nano voice is available on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. You can download it. It's free. And take a recording of what's going on here with Obama, and then play that recording into the nano voice. And this is where he is saying Trump is blaming, and I can't remember what else he said. But there is a great surprise here. For those listening, we're looking at C to C sharp to D sharp and E. We're looking at 12 notes. And it's on a blue background, and this shows how many times a person said a certain note. It takes the voice and sort of organizes it like the notes in a song. And when we look at yellow is intellectual, and that's where Obama is most of the time. It's all in his head. We can look at green, and that's do and accomplish. We can look at blue columns, and that's emotions. And we can look at red columns, and that's spontaneous reaction. Now, remember, this one we're looking at is mostly red and blue because we evaluated that was his tears real, and there was absolutely no spontaneousness, although he made it seem so. But in this one, he wasn't expecting that question. So you'll see the red spontaneousness. You also see blue. He has 88 hits looks like 50 hits out of 88 in the Note of C. Now, go back to our site, go to Downloads, go to Nano Voice, and I'm talking about each of these notes. There is a chart there that you can double-click on. It's number 2 under Download the Software. You can double-click on it to see what each of these notes represent, and then right beside it is a triangular kind of shape thing, and you can click on that, and that will take you to the tutorials. I've just lost my Nano Voice here. So as we're looking at what Obama said, it was emotional. Well, no, stop. It was D sharp, spontaneous D sharp. Now, normal is 42, 43, and we have 95 hits in D sharp. And D sharp is an information broker. They use information to manipulate or drive something in a certain way. And his red, spontaneous information broker, he was not prepared for that question. The next one is blue, and it's in the Note of C. Blue is ego, and C is self-power. He is only in the left side. He went back to left logical kinds of things, and most of the rest of the chart is blank. Not blank, just not enough hits in it. But the thing that just made me shiver, and I've never seen before, this is real input. Time, actual time. Look at that, Richard.
Wow.
I have never seen somebody who had actual time fill up 4 octaves almost to the brim. But this gives us a lot of information. When we look at G and G sharp, that's physical, and it's also physical safety. And you're looking at empty charts here. So there is something about Trump being president that causes him physical reactions. When you look at what he is saying and the octave that Trump is saying it in, we're looking at childlike naivete. Does that mean that he's childlike in his reaction to Trump being president? I don't know. He has some very strong gut-level information in D-sharp and E. So D-sharp is information brokering and E is words. So those are very strong at 53 and 42. Well, 42 is kind of normal. But they're filled 4 octaves deep. And when you look at that information brokering, it's up in childlike naive. So this would tell me that Obama knows something that the rest of us don't. And he thinks that he's going to be able to handle it and manipulate it through ego, through fairness, through information brokering. But you look at the other side of the chart, and what's missing in that childlike, naive octave, zero, for those of you who are asking that question on chat, you can also go back and watch some of our radio shows and some of our workshops that we've put up online for everyone, and you can see what minus 3 octave, that's gut level, minus 2 octave, is masculine energy, minus 1 octave is female energy, 0 is childlike, plus 1 is non-reality or fantasy, and plus 2 is not in touch with reality. Now, he doesn't have anything up there, and he doesn't have anything in fantasy, but he has some holes in being able to manage and manipulate. So he doesn't have knowledge on how to manage or manipulate this, but he thinks it's going to happen through his ego. Now, how would you put that together? Is he going to make some kind of an announcement about Trump? I don't think it's going to make a bit of difference. How can he fail to manage in the same octave that he's saying he has the answer? I think that might mean he doesn't know or he thinks he doesn't have the right answer. Certainly, this isn't something that he's thought about. It's something that was very spontaneous, and he's very seldom caught without the correct answer the second time. You may catch him the first time, but he'll have a very smart answer the second time, and we'll bring it to you. Thoughts, Richard?
I think my immediate thought is that in order to think that you want to be the President of the United States, you must have ego, so you must think that there's some answer there. I'm saying this is a general statement, but also observing it here and by the numbers. And that you would have to operate kind of from an ego and a fantasy level because you're in just such a quagmire of corporatocracy and, you know, you go in with the best of intentions. Again, I'm speaking in general terms. I mean, and Obama is part of, you know, in that same mix. If you go in with amazing ideas and you suddenly come up against this, you open the cage to these animals in Congress that are being, you know, vacationed and fluffed and folded and taken care of by lobbyists. So it's got to be a horrible confront to come into the offices and think you're going to get all these things done, whatever your agenda is, and suddenly go, oh, my God, I had no idea. So I think there would have to be ego. That's a long way to say there must be ego.
There has to be, but his is usually in C sharp. That it's his way or the highway. That's where most of his energy has been. This is the first time I have ever seen him spread his energy so thin over a lot of frequencies. I just think he was caught unaware on how to answer this question. And when you're talking about lobbyists, remember when we had on that guy that said how easy it is to buy a congressman and all it takes is money?
Mm-hmm. Jack Abramoff.
Yes. So I will go ahead and put this together for people in an article. And remember that you can go to our Sound Health Options and go to In the News and go to the articles page. And there's Big Pharma Overcharging Backlash, Benghazi. This is what we're going to talk about now. Excuse me. Presidential Hopeful. So the new things we do when we get them in a form that we can publish, they're under In the News, under Sound Health Options. And what we're going to say tonight, if any of you know any people who will benefit from this, please let them know. I'm thinking that if we give the Benghazi information to Trump, he may just have the chutzpah to bring it out to the public. So let's do Obama. And I thought I had this up. This is awful. I thought I had it up here. It's not the gas leak. It's not that. Here it is. I do have it up. It's the very first thing. This is Obama talking about the shooting and gun control, the shooting in the schools and the kids. And I did it all together, and then I went back and just took out the pieces where he was tearing. Now, we showed this once before in another class, but watch as he rubs his eye with his index finger and then with his thumb, and then the tears start. So somebody wrote to us that that's an old theater trick to get the tears started. And I'm starting at 29. Let's just listen to all of it. Let's go back to the beginning. It's only a minute and a half long.
All right. Unalienable rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara and from high schoolers at Columbine. and from first graders in Newtown. First graders.
I'll stop it right there and show you his vocal print. Intellectual for ego for, I put some words down here. Ego for an action result. Intellectual caring for the people. Intellectual martyrdom. Lacks self-approval because D is gone. Lacks, that means the lack of the ability to really want to help people to do it for themselves. We're looking at E and the A sharp. They're the same color, but they're terribly mismatched in numbers. And remember when he was asked about Trump, he had all this red? This is a planned action. A planned action.
And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun.
There's the swipe. Did you see it? Down the side of his eye and then underneath his eye. I'll back it up just a little bit.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
Yes, because Chicago is a gun-free zone, and it has the highest murder rate in the country.
So, all of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies. All of us need to stand up and protect its citizens. All of us need to demand governors and legislators and businesses do their part to make our community safer.
Whoops, there's that community again. I think this is the one, the minute one. I just lost it. But I would like to share with you, and this is I would like to share, so I'm being very selfish here. How, and I'm going to have to listen to a commercial, I can tell it. It's the one that it's a minute or so long. Okay, gather your audacity, and you can download that from our site. And this is his entire speech that he was giving, and I went through and took out everything that was not speech, that was clapping, but at the same time, you can open a nano voice. And as you record his voice, you can also record it in real time in Audacity. Because sometimes there's other people speaking, there's clapping, and there's some ticking or something in his chart. Now, I'm going to run over this one part here that doesn't look like anything else, and I'm going to hit the green triangle. And all of this information and how we're doing this is on our site under soundhealthoptions.com. Go to the bonus software or the radiation software, and down on the left side, there is a textbook that has every step of what we're showing you. This was designed for you to be able to do it on your own. So I'm going to hit the scissors here. If I can find the scissors. Well, let's hit green. Let's listen to it. See, it's just noise. So we're going to cut it out. And you really want to cut that out. And a lot of Obama's speeches, there's a ticker tape running in the background. And it's the same ticker tape, so I know it's deliberate. And that will keep you from being able to listen to his voice in a way that's meaningful. So I am taking out all of these pieces, and then we can play this, and this is the entire thing. It's at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, we've keyed it up here to where he's starting to talk about these kids. Now, this is from a recording, and I also did it live. But as you play this one, which is the green.
Talk to me if he wins. Then we'll have a conversation about how responsible I feel about it. But I'm pretty confident that the overwhelming majority of Americans are looking for the kind of politics that does beat our hopes and not our fears, that does work together and doesn't try to divide us, that isn't looking for simplicity.
Okay, error here. You heard it first. This is, again, the one where he's talking about Trump being president. And again, you can see he's very reactive, a lot of ego involved. I don't know if he is connected enough to know that the people are going toward Trump because he's been so ineffective. So really, we should have been recording, and I've lost it. The Trump video. I found it again. Okay. And we'll have to listen to some commercial probably.
Feel a cold sore coming on? Only
yeah.
Abreva can heal it in as few as two and a half
it
days.
Won't let me shut it up. Okay, there it shut up. Let's see if it's still loading.
Fine. It penetrates deep and starts to work immediately to block the virus and protect healthy cells.
If
don't
I
knock it out. Knock it out.
We'll
fast. Abreva.
I will take this out of the recording. And the recording is at 6:46. Okay.
Inalienable rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara. And from high schoolers at Columbine. And from first graders in Newtown. First graders.
Okay, so what we did here was just record what he was saying. And there's a lot of pauses in here. Pauses are effect. In the theater, so you cut out everything but his words, and this is kind of what I was trying to show, but had the wrong thing up. And then you use the recording that you have to either play into your nano voice, or you can directly do it, and he's the only one speaking here, so it is easy to do, but there's a lot of clapping through here. So as we did this, and you can do it too for anything that you have an issue about, doesn't have to be a famous person, you can do it for the mayor, your local mayor, or your husband, or whatever. And we put it in nano voice, and nano voice is easy to use. It automatically makes you a printout. Others, and what it says about him is, others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. And I think that's really true, because when you look at Obama's stuff, he is so out of touch, but in his core, he really thinks he's doing a good job. He really thinks that what is going on is appropriate, and he's supporting you, caring about you. It lacks a gut level. Now, when you're talking about children dying, you're talking about kids getting killed, and you're being emotional about it, it's not going to show up in a green octave of ego. It would show up in the very bottom gut level. And we're showing now the numeric view, it would show up in the gut level, that crying. In his masculine layer, he has 97, it's score of 97, double normal, and that's in martyrdom or love of humanity. Now, is he doing this because he thinks he'll go down in history as the president who cried? Is he doing it because he thinks it's the right thing? Well, when you combine it with 110 ego, he's not doing it for the right thing. He's doing it for his own ego. And his ego is just in the feminine octave, and there's very few other things there. He does have a 48 score, normal score, in childlike naivete, nothing in non-reality, nothing in fantasy. But his words are scattered. In order for you to read this as a united front that somebody is trying to portray, you need to be able to skip to each of the blocks that has numbers filled in, and they all need to be connected. And we cannot connect G, physical safety, with A, management. There's nothing in between. There's nothing around it to affect it. So this is very literal. He's got three different divisions of how he feels about this. One, lots of personal ego. Two, the highest score in the middle is probably 23, 29, half of what it should be, and that is in physical safety. And when you look in childlike naivete, you can't even get there, so I shouldn't say that. But we look at this, we can go from 29 to 23 to 9 to 16 to 2 to 9, but that is separated. It's segregated. You can't jump to each of these blocks. So just as these numbers are separated, so is the thought patterns of what's coming out of him. They're separated and disconnected. Mostly green, which means it's for a purpose. Not he's really emotional. It is for a purpose. Now, I went back and did the whole thing together, not just that one little piece. And this is where he was doing the tears, and it was the whole minute and a half. Can you see that green is in every frequency, every note? This says his intention was for a purpose. The second intention is emotional, and the highest emotion is ego. The highest green is management. Managing the note of A for a purpose, something physical for a purpose, the third one is A sharp, which is management carried out through ego and martyrdom. Comment here. You've been very quiet, Richard.
No, I'm sticking with my earlier rant. I think to be president, I think really the bottom line to me is to even think about being president, you have to be slightly crazy.
I would agree with you. Or power hungry. Something.
Nuts, in my opinion.
Yes. So were his tears real? No. In everything that we did, they were for a purpose of supporting management and ego and martyrdom or a love of humanity. And depending on how you look at that love of humanity, he thinks he's doing it for the good of the people or he's doing it to support his own aggrandizement. Well, I have a little next subject, Benghazi. There's a Benghazi movie going on right now, and it makes it very clear that there was something awry in the White House. So I need to find that movie. Oh, it's probably on the next one. Here it is. So what we did was go back and listen to Obama about Benghazi, and listen to Hillary about Benghazi, and I will put this link in, because I downloaded it because I thought that it was going to disappear. But you can see the bodies coming in behind them. And then we'll show who's telling the truth and what they're really thinking as they're saying these words. The four bodies of the ambassador and his support staff that were killed in Benghazi. The bodies are coming off the plane.
This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Now, remember Susan Rice went on the air and said it was this video. Hillary and Obama went to some other country and said, we apologize for this video. Now she's saying she never said this.
It is hard for the American people to make sense of that because it is senseless. And it is totally unacceptable. The people of Egypt, Libya, Yemen, and Tunisia did not trade the tyranny of a dictator for the tyranny of a mob. Reasonable people.
She says it was a mob, but later it came out it was absolutely planned and that she had a lot to do with it. This is her vocal print, totally intellectual about the balance between perception and action, with words and carrying out those actions. This is all in her head. There is no emotions here.
People and responsible leaders in these countries need to do everything they can to restore security and hold accountable those behind these violent acts.
Okay, looking at her numbers for what she just said, the majority of her information is at plus one. It's in a fantasy layer of words and a fantasy layer of justice. This is very obvious that she was not telling the truth at the time she was talking about these bodies and this video. She was not telling the truth. You can see that her octaves are split and not connected. She knew. She was not telling the truth.
To you, their families, and colleagues, to all Americans, know this. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. We will bring to justice those who took them from us.
And remember, they took to justice the video maker, not the real people who were behind this. And Hillary later said in hearings, these people died. What difference does it make now?
We will stand fast against the violence on our diplomatic missions. We will continue to do everything in our power to protect Americans serving overseas, whether that means increasing security at our diplomatic posts, working with host countries, which
remember, it came out that they asked for additional security, and it was refused.
An obligation to provide security, and making it clear that justice will come to those who harm Americans. Most of all, even in our grief, we will be resolute. For we are Americans. We hold our head high.
They went out and arrested the man who made the video. They tried to squelch what was really going on. Here is Obama's voice as he's saying this. This is typical of Obama. C-sharp, very high, intellect. This is my justice. This is my way. Very little spontaneousness, no emotions. And when you look at his numbers, he too is totally separated. He has a very large fantasy layer on the left side. He too knew he was not telling the truth. His justice is 279. His note of D, helping people in a fantasy layer, was 444. He thought by saying this that he was doing something to protect other people. Somebody convinced him, but it's in fantasy layer. But somewhere, some layer, he knew that it was not true because it's not connected to the other parts of his voice. Now, the other piece of this, and I know it's 7 o'clock, the movie came out, 13 Hours of Benghazi, and what really happened, and there was a lot of video about this because they were on the news. They were telling the truth, and it's 7 o'clock. We don't have time, but you can read all of this. Go to our site, go to articles, go to Benghazi, I think it's the second one down now, and you can see that Susan Rice traded her integrity. She knew she was lying. She traded her integrity for the promise of a position. She also was in fantasy layers, 788 fantasy layer, 804 in D-sharp. Somebody convinced her that if she could go out and tell this story, that it was this horrible video, that they would reward her. And they did try to put her in as Secretary of State, and that fell through. When you look at these and who is telling the truth and who isn't, Susan Rice, Obama, and Hillary all have the same story. They all have almost identical intellectual perspectives that this video was to blame. Please go back and read Dylan Davies. He was on one of the shows telling about what really happened there, and the administration came after him. The producer of the show got fired, and he was telling the truth. He went into hiding. We go through all of the Benghazi people. You can see how they were telling the truth. You can see the perspective of it, of what they really meant. They say that they asked for help. It was withheld. They say that they were in connection with higher-ups, and higher-ups refused to allow them to go in and help. They said they finally went in on their own and tried to bring these guys out, but they were already dead. I have written a lot about the evaluations and were they telling the truth or not. I would like you to go look at their vocal print and check it out on your own. It's also a great way to get you to read some of the other articles. And if any of you have a way to get this information to Trump, because I think he'll bring it out. Other people have been afraid. We've sent it to other people, and they are afraid to go in and bring this out. These people who wrote this book think that their lives are in danger, but they're going to do this anyway because the people have a need to know that nobody is going to be safe until the truth about this comes out. As I've gone through this, I've noticed that there is a tremendous amount of wonderful information from our listeners. I would encourage you to go into the chat and do Control-A and Control-Copy so you can look up some of the things that they are saying. I think it all moves toward people taking an interest in what the truth is and bringing that truth out to the public. So if you can share this information, this video, and I'll try to get it up this evening, if you can share that on your Facebooks and out to other people, if you can get it to Fox News or any of the people there or to Trump's campaign manager, please, let's get this out to the public that Obama and Hillary and Susan Rice all got together to tell the same story until their voice almost looks identical, and that these brave men who are behind this book, The 13 Hours of Benghazi, which is behind the movie, they are telling the truth. Now, I haven't seen the movie to see if it depicts the book accurately. If anybody else has, please post that. And maybe we'll have another show about this when more questions come in. We did not get to Hillary's health. We also wanted to look at Gowdy's and Rubio, why Gowdy endorsed Rubio and what the media was trying to do with that. There is so much information coming out now. It's wonderful. And you have the tools, the solution in the tools to see who's telling the truth. Trey Gowdy was the head of the Benghazi investigations. And he came out and endorsed, there's a question in the chat, who was Gowdy? He came out and endorsed Rubio for president. And I wanted to see if that was, Trey Gowdy. I wanted to see if that was emotional, if it was intellectual, if it was fantasy. So we will have that on other shows. You deserve the truth. And not only the truth said by me, but the truth looking at these free computer programs that we have made available so we can make credible decisions about this election that's coming up. Any last words, Richard?
I just have to laugh because anything will start me on a rant. So I'll say that was a disgusting show because it's the truth. Or maybe not disgusting. I don't know. Revealing. I think I'll go with a positive note. Revealing show. It's
George
all
says,
I just... Go ahead.
George says that sound health truth will set you free or get you jailed.
Yeah, that's in the series of the movie, Minority Report. People would be showing up at our doors at hovercrafts now, knocking, going, "We know what you were just about to say." Well, okay. All right. That was a smoking show. Wow.
I love that. That was a smoking show. Put it on your Facebook. Here was a smoking show I just did with Sherry Edwards. Especially since we're going to be giving people the software to follow in our footsteps. We have to end the Blog Talk Radio show now. But Steve, if you'll hang on, and those people who are on WebEx with us, I'll give you a little bit of information. I don't have it all written, but we'll get it to you next time. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, everybody, over at Blog Talk. You can jump over. You can go to soundhealthoptions.com, blog to the radio, and then to Direction for Truth, and we're going off over there. Okay, thanks, everybody. Great show. See you Sunday. Bye.